The message is like a well. The city may come and go, but the sweet water remains. However, it needs someone to know its whereabouts. These are the messengers, and Muhammad is the last of them. Peace and blessings be upon him.
Messenger of mercy.
Iman is to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day, and to believe in the decree, both its good and its evil. Iman is underpinned by a belief in the unseen. Allah's final revelation to mankind starts after its opening chapter, the Fatiha, which acts as a universal prayer with these words addressed to mankind. This is the book without any doubt. It contains guidance for those who are God-fearing, those who believe in the unseen and establish the prayer and spend from what we have provided for them, those who believe in what was sent down to you and what was sent down before you and are certain of the next world. They are the people who are guided by their Lord. They are the ones who have success. The two actions which lead from belief, built on awareness of God and trust in His decree, are worship, exemplified by the daily prayer, the fast and the pilgrimage, and generosity, exemplified by the ungrudging payment of zakat, an unstinting personal charity. The hallmark of the lands of Islam that are always noted by travelers are the call to prayer and the generosity of the Muslims. The Muslims are people who live simultaneously facing the seen and unseen. I express this in the poem, "We Are Moons." We are moons. On our near faces, the sky is overwhelmed by the beauty of the spinning globe that holds us in orbit with its land and sea and lacery of cloud and the rhythm of its passages from night to day and season to season. On our hidden face, we gaze at the majesty of the sun and the stars and the turning heavens. But in our still core, we are not worshippers of earth or moon or sun. We bow to a Lord beyond the signs on the two horizons who unites earth and heaven.
Messenger of mercy.